producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
She's got a lot of stuff for us. I'm glad. Happy Thanksgiving. Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's Thursday, the 26th of November. This is the only live radio program on the air anywhere.
Anywhere.
And yeah.
You're a slave driver.
I know it. Isn't it horrible?
What
a horrible.
You have to get up and walk down to your living room.
Horrible working conditions. Our poll yesterday, favorite side dish, to talk to Roberta. Roberta's actually quite a good cook, so we'll get some advice from her. Richie's actually a pretty good cook, too. So what do we have going on here? 44% said stuffing. I was laughing earlier with Richie, Roberta, because Meredith went to the grocery store last night and purchased all the things we need for a Thanksgiving meal today. We are not having turkey because we're not eating that stuff. So we do have stuffing for the fish, however.
Just going to stuff the fish.
You're having fish with stuffing on Thanksgiving.
Yum. You should try it sometime.
If you stuff it with crab meat, I'm in.
I think it is. Actually, yeah. I noticed some crabs in one of the things I stuck in the refrigerator.
Crabs in your brain.
Thank you. Well, let's see what else a favorite side dish here is. 22% said pie. Yeah, side dish. Yeah, you can have mincemeat pie, right? Or pumpkin pie. What do you have? Is this a certain spinach pie? Spinach pie is good for Thanksgiving dinner, right? Don't you agree? No, apparently I'm not hitting any disgusting stroke with Roberta. Let's see here. 11% said sweet potatoes. 9% cranberry sauce. 8% the green bean casserole. So I asked this earlier, and there was some late input. Our poll today, who's cooking Thanksgiving dinner? A, I am. B, somebody else in my family. C, friends. D, we're eating out. E, I have no idea. So you're not eating at home? Or your home is in a state of flux, it would seem.
I'm all by myself in New Orleans.
Roberta.
I have no family here. Tom is lost at sea.
Is that really sad on the
boat? Something you've been hoping for 35 years.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm all
searching
by myself.
For Natalie Wood.
Mm-hmm. But I have three invitations from friends.
Yeah. Good for you, Roberta.
It's wonderful. You know, it's funny how things turn around. For years and years and years, the 26-plus years we were in Port Washington, New York, our house was Thanksgiving Central.
Yep.
We always had a big Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Anybody who stopped by, any friends who didn't have a place to go, they're always welcome to come stop by. We would have a ton of people. Mm. And now here, you know, I'm all by myself, and I have all these invitations.
My sisters would take over my house at Thanksgiving and Christmas because I had the biggest house, and they would just take over. And I didn't, it was fine with me. It's okay. Yep, bring everybody you want to have. You fix the food. You clean up. You got use of my house. Help yourself. And that was it for 24, 25 years.
Yep.
Went on that way. When everybody had kids that were at home, kids went away, all stopped. And I don't mind it a bit. There's nothing, I mean, I've spent plenty of Thanksgivings working on the farm. Probably won't do too much of that today because Meredith sort of got an agenda, although one of the fellas is working on the farm today. Bring him for some breakfast. But, you know, and that's another thing. I have, for those of you who are new to the program or listen only on holidays or you only have time to listen, I have a farm. I've been a farmer all my life as well as a broadcaster. And I have people that have worked for me on the farm for a long time. I've got a few guys who are around now who haven't been around long, but there's one fellow who wanted to work today, and there were things that needed to be done, so we're going to bring him down and give him some breakfast and that sort of thing.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their own traditions at Thanksgiving, but I think as we go along, and I think, Richie, you'll see this as your children grow up, the traditions change. You have three brothers, you got your mother, and I didn't ask you what you were doing, where you were going. when I say three, there's three altogether. Yeah. So what are you doing?
I go to my younger brother's house, my aunt and uncle, a couple of cousins, and my sister-in-law's family. So there'll be about, I don't know, 15, 16 of us over there.
Yeah. And so that's a good...
But, you know, you're right. My other brother, on Thanksgiving, is when he goes with his wife's family.
Mm-hmm.
So we see him on Christmas.
Yeah.
At his house.
Yeah. But it all is built around children. You think this right. will continue yes, when the is. Children right. are grown yeah. up? I don't yeah, think they, these things well, change when the children...
And when those children make the decision as to whose family's going to get what holiday.
Ah.
That's oh, when it yeah. kind of splits off oh, and yeah. when everybody's right. like, yeah. okay, here's where... So, I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years now, you know?
Yeah, I'm just yeah. looking at it. Interesting, you said that my daughter and my son both sent me an email as to what they were doing today. Because I told Megan and Brendan last night that it looked like I might not be there until after Christmas, where Miles' birthday, his first birthday, will be a couple days before Christmas. Megan's a couple days after Christmas. But it looks like the travel routine and the way things will break up may mean that I don't get there. I might go on Christmas Day. I actually like to travel on Christmas Day, and I like to travel on New Year's Day. There's something very civil about it.
Yeah, terrorists would never think of doing anything on
the but you birth see, I'm not living my life based
Christ's
on
birthday.
What
Let's terrorists... On Christ's birthday, that would never
how
be
would
a
that?
Good
no.
target day.
So anyway, not Megan says she's lighting a candle now as to when I show up, and she says it'll be a big candle. Anyway, so Roberta, you're doing what? You're going to your friends. Richie's
going to some friends.
So we don't have any real cooking being done here, but
well, no, I brought all the desserts. So I've made three pumpkin pies.
Did you?
I've made a key lime meringue pie. I made two loaves
you
of
made
pumpkin bread. No, I made.
You made
two
it.
Loaves
Roberta's
of
good.
Pumpkin
I,
bread.
I'll attest to that.
I made an apple spice bun cake. And I made little, I made the best meatballs for hors d'oeuvres. Oh,
meatballs.
They are so good. Meatball, little tiny meatballs. I used half Cajun sausage that you can only get down here.
Really?
And half chopped meat. Oh, are they good?
Very good. Good for you.
Some breadcrumbs, some eggs, mix it all up and make little meatballs.
I like it when people send me, we're available, by the way, any number of ways, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Roberta or Rich at DougStefan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Just looking at an email that came from one of the fellows that works with us behind the scenes. He's a fellow who's older, he got married late in life. His wife is quite young, and he has three beautiful, I'd never seen pictures of his daughters before, three beautiful daughters, and they're all just having a giddy time. You can see them sort of laughing and scratching around the table this morning early, and it was nice to see that picture. And that's the way I want to encourage people to, you know, you get away from all of this rhubarb. The most interesting headline I saw this morning, all the stuff that's going on around the world.
I love rhubarb.
I know. Well, my father used to call the problems in life rhubarbs for whatever the reason.
Spring thing, rhubarb.
Yes, it is. There is a new app, Richie.
Yeah.
YouTube Kids app. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's been out for a little while now.
It has been. And apparently, there is a, you can figure the government's going to get involved in this. Some consumer advocacy group has asked the government to step in and examine the appropriateness of junk food ads on the YouTube Kids app. How about that, boys and girls? You want to know the government is protecting your every source of life.
Let me tell you something. Sugary treats are your least of your concerns on YouTube when it comes to kids.
Yeah, really?
YouTube is a blessing and also a curse.
Of course it is.
Managing it for your kids.
Yeah.
And the best way to do it is to have an account, share an account with your kids so that whatever they watch on their device, you can also see because you can look at the history. So when I log into my YouTube, I have three accounts that I can log into: mine, and then my kids. And if I log into my kids' account, I look at the history and I can see every video that they've watched.
So how do you like this? Those of you who drink beverages that are not alcoholic, Coca-Cola's top scientist stepping down today, or yesterday actually, revelations that Coca-Cola initiated a strategy of funding research that showed that using Coke products would diminish the problems of obesity. which is a complete falsification.
They paid for it.
So they got the results. That's what I say all the time. You want to know what the outcome is going to be of a poll before you take it?
Find out who's paying for it.
That's it. It's all nonsense.
Exactly.
And many of these political polls are the same.
So,
all right. We'll pause for a moment or two. Then Roberta has a Queen of Cheap report with dazzling specials for Black Friday up next here on Good Day.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Thunder Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698, and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
All right, let's get the Queen of Sheep, who is a person that does all kinds of amazing research. And coincidentally, she sounds just like Roberta Fasanelli.
How about that?
All right, what do you have for your research for us today?
Okay, some of the best Black Friday deals you're going to find, we're going to tell you all about them. Number one, Samsung Galaxy. Want one? Well, you can get one for zero down and $0 a month from T-Mobile. Usually it retails for $580 or $24 a month. This is zero. The next deal.
It's like buying a new Volkswagen. Zero down. Zero down. First month payment. Zero this. Zero that. Just sign and drive away.
Want a Vizio 60-inch 4K TV? Dell.com has them for $799. That's over a third off. It usually retails for about $1,250. Let's go into your kitchen. How about a KitchenAid mixers? Those are really expensive mixers. They're normally about $350, $400.
They make good stuff.
Sam's Club has it for $200.
Really?
Want an Apple Watch? Apple Watch, you get it for $349.
Don't tell me that I bought a watch for Meredith's birthday. $349. Wow.
$349. Plus a free $100 gift card, all from Target. So basically, after the gift card, it costs you $249.
Thank you.
Raku. Normally they're $50. Raku.com has blown them out for $25 for Black Friday. How about an iPad Air? Get this. $374 at Staples.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? Yes, an iPad Air 2.
Huh.
Unbelievable. LG washer dryer.
Got my attention.
Yeah. LG washer dryer. Best washer dryers on the market are the LG ones. $1,400 at HH Gregg for the combo. And how about a MacBook Pro? $1,350 at Best Buy. And a Fitbit charge, $90 at Kohl's. These are the best buys that you could possibly get. Wow. And a lot of these you can do online, so you don't actually have to go down there. Or 6 a.m. on Friday.
60. Wait a minute, 60 degrees. 21 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It is Thanksgiving, and Thanksgivings are joyous occasions. We thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion by inviting someone up with us onto stage. And I'm sure it would be no stranger to anybody who is. I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
Hi, so from Thanksgiving 1974, Elton John performing in Madison Square Garden, surprising the crowd by bringing out John Lennon for three songs. Lennon appeared as he settled in to not know, obviously, this would be his last public performance. Starting with whatever gets you through the night. Elton John and John Lennon. Number one.
Imagine that, sitting in that audience.
I imagine, my God. Just, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear the audience. Let's go.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Listen to that. We're at the price of admission just to hear that.
Sounds like a sax player from SNL.
I was going to say it sounded like Clarence.
It's all right.
It's all right. Crank it up, Richie.
By the way, that's an alto sax, not a tenor sax.
Imagine the fun these guys are having is Elton pounding away on the piano. Oh, my God. Elton John, their duet, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. That was the number one song again. Elton bet him that if it did become number one, he'd have to appear with him on an upcoming concert, but that didn't happen because he was killed a couple of weeks after this. Anyway, also there, Richie, do we have to play the whole thing in order, or do we have several ways of cutting through this to get to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? From the Madison Square Garden. performance Thanksgiving 1974. Roberta, where were you then? Do you remember?
Oh, 1974.
Thanksgiving 1974.
I was probably out at my Uncle Mario's house on Long Island with the family. Yeah, most likely. Yep.
Listen, let's crank this up, Richie. Classic. People eating marshmallows.
Everyone smiles as you drip from the flowers. The grouse are incredibly high.
The place to be. So the other thing that they sang together was Lennon's I Saw Her Standing There.
Thank Elton and the boys for having me on tonight. We tried to think of a number to finish off with so that I could get out of here and be sick. And we thought we'd do a number of an old estranged fiancé of mine called Paul. This is one I never sang. It's an old Beatle number. And we just about know it.
Here we are.
We just about know it. Like when we went to the Ringo concert, he talks about singing some of the songs that he did with that other band he was with. I saw her standing there, crank it up, Richie. Everybody sing. With another.
Everyone.
I saw.
Great job. I'm sure John's rolling over his grave right now.
Let him roll over. I saw her standing there.
You want to lose weight? You want to eat fast food? Can you do both? This is Dr. Chambers on Coke, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Can you eat fast food on a diet? Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Subway say, yep, you can. But I can smell your doubt from here. Here's the thing. If the calorie input is not excessive, it's okay. But picture this. You've had a tough morning. Your boss was on your case. You need a reward. You're about to order in your favorite fast food establishment. You don't throw in fries, have the extra whatever? Sure you do. Because if you're like me and carrying a few extra pounds, you've already proved you're a little lacking in the will department when it comes to food. DCOC advice, the best way to lose weight using fast food restaurants, get in car, stop at fast food outlet, out of car, huff it around the block that it's on, 10 times. Now you're burning calories. Now you have a chance of losing weight. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thanksgiving to you and yours, whoever you are lucky enough to be with, or whoever's lucky enough to be with you. I'm lucky enough to be with Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program, and Richie McFadden, a tradition of Thanksgiving, not only on the radio, but there are all kinds of traditions. The Macy's Day Parade. I was fascinated, for those of you who will watch it today, that's cool, but the story behind the story is about the helium that they use to fill these big balloons that are important parts of the parade. They started yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock outside of the American Museum of Natural History, north of where the parade starts on the Upper West Side, Roberta. The character balloons. I'm looking at a picture of a Mickey Mouse head.
You've got to see the picture, Doug.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hysterical. It's all over Facebook this morning.
What is it?
It's a picture of Spider-Man.
Really?
Laying, like, half inflated, but not inflated enough to stand up. And he's behind Uncle Sam, but they're both laying down on their face, and Spider-Man's face is in Uncle Sam's butt.
It's hilarious.
It is really funny.
Oh, my God. And what about this? The whole world that we live in that allows us to be able, in a sense, to do that? Isn't it? Think about it for a second. The fact that we have this technology that you're going to have. These sorts of things went on for a long time.
It's like Facebook and Twitter have just changed.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Changed the face of communication, how people relate. And it's marvelous in a way.
Yeah.
Just like anything, as long as you don't abuse it.
Of course. And that's the thing. A lot of times there are people that are doing things that are just plain nasty. But that's not really what it's all about. It's all about I find that there's an excitement to today that I like. I feel, and you can hear it in my voice, actually. Speaking of spiders, a story at DougSteffen.com today, a viral spider website. And when you look at this picture that we have posted at DougSteffen.com, it's horrifying. This is from North Memphis, Tennessee. The viewer is treated to an unexpectedly white Thanksgiving. This spider web is a half mile long in the grass outside.
Wow.
Really? Look at the picture, Richie. The local news outlets report millions of spiders are on this web. And so the people that are in the town are worried about this thing because it's gotten so big. The porches of neighbors are loaded with these spiders. And if you got creepies, I don't like spiders and snakes, man, I'd be long gone from this. But if you want to see something that's nature in action and really kind of amazing.
Well, the question is, what is in there that they're eating? They obviously go there for the food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What is there that is attracting them
to
all to that same place?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, and I'm not sure that we explain it at DougSteffen.com. Apparently, there's a professor at the University of Tennessee that says these sorts of things are quite common. I've never seen anything like this before. I've seen some fairly large, you know, maybe 3-4 feet cobwebs that would be in the barn, for example, up in the hayloft.
When you walk into them, right? You walk into them.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah, that is gross.
Especially if there's stuff wrapped up in them.
Yeah.
But
a lot of spider babies.
To see.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Spider babies.
That's what it is it's the babies.
Yeah.
It's the babies.
They're all being bred there.
Creepy. But
if you ever look at a spider web, like in the early morning when the dew is still on it, it's an absolute work of art.
It is.
Really.
It's magnificent. When you think about things like that or honey, the combs where the bees go to give the to put the honey in. It's a fascinating process.
You ever studied the Fibonacci code?
No.
At all?
Uh-huh.
The Fibonacci code is
You've talked about it before.
Yeah, it's kind of the mathematical equation of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you look at a pine cone or a pineapple or a flower, the petals of the flower, and the rhythm that they all take, I mean, it's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And a spider web and a honeycomb are no different. You look at the mathematics, how everything is equal and everything is in a pattern, and it's just amazing. You think about nature in that way. You think about how...
Well, but it's more... It speaks to the point of what I say all the time about how we have no appreciation for the marvelous natural reality, the synchronization of the planet and how things work and the fact this little ball, this is a T. Our planet is one of the smallest in anybody's sight anyway.
Of dust.
We really are. People and blowing things up and worshiping this idiot.
And we think we're so important.
Oh, God. What a waste.
Stop it.
We think we're so
all animals
important.
Eat each other. I mean, the lions eat the zebras.
Well,
the spiders eat the flies. And, you know, it's
Here's something that is a very cool thing to understand. I don't know if this guy's taking this as a tax deduction. The Treasury Department received a notice this week that somebody anonymously had contributed $2.2 million toward reducing the national debt. This is sort of beginning today. You have the Secret Santa stories all over the place.
Why?
That's a good question, Richie. The record donation...
Like, if you were going to put $8 billion, I could say, okay, that would actually do it. What's $2 million going to do? They blow that in 30
seconds.
We have
$18 trillion in debt, and it's rising. I think the debt went up $548 billion in just a week. Somehow or other, a lot of money was spent this past week. So the money this guy gave was enough to pay the interest on the debt for 2 minutes.
What a moron.
What?
Well, why don't you invest your money in the stock market? You'd do much better for the economy doing that.
Everybody has a different thing, Richie.
You put your money into the government, they are going
to
blow it.
Listen to this. Okay, you want to really have your mind blown? This
is
ready to ruin Thanksgiving, everybody. Here we go. And you can say, well, we have our country to be thankful for. It made us safe and a lot of other baloney. The average citizen could pay $58,000 at once. and we still would have a debt, but it would take care of much of the $18 trillion. So all of us get ready to write a check for $58,000.
Right.
And you know what this does? All it would do is give them license to go borrow the $18 trillion over again.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Waste another $18 trillion.
It doesn't fix the problem.
No, it doesn't. But it was interesting. This guy gave the 2.2, and nobody wants to talk about where he comes from or what he did or why he did it. I just like to know motivationally why he would do that. Okay. The first Thanksgiving was when Roberto was a young child in November of 1621.
That's right. Plymouth Rock.
I was thinking when we were thinking.
And you were there too.
I knew that was coming. I was thinking about what we were just kind of back and forth about what to do for Thanksgiving. And we come back, we went to the Cape a couple of months ago for an overnight and came back and stopped by Plymouth Plantation, went through the replica of the Mayflower, which a lot of people do. And I thought, okay, maybe we ought to go down there for lunch. It'd be kind of fun. And then I stopped to think about it. Do you realize that you wouldn't get within 30 miles of that place today? You couldn't get Plymouth Rock is right on the street. And it, by the way, the Plymouth Rock is very disappointing. It's about 4 feet long. Well, that's about it. That's the whole deal. And then the Mayflower replica is right beside it. And the Main Street in Plymouth is kind of a cool place. They go down the street a little bit to Plymouth Plantation, and you can see the reenactment of what life was like when the pilgrims first landed here. But there are a lot of things that people do not know about the first Thanksgiving.
Such as?
The historical meal was not turkey or cranberries, pumpkin pie, any of that. It was eel.
Eel?
Ducks.
Isn't that what you eat, Roberta?
Venison.
I love eels. At Christmas time, we eat eel.
Stewed corn. And the most abundant thing they had at the first Thanksgiving was beer.
Oh, really?
It was. made their own beer. It lasted 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it included five times more people than could fit into any of the houses that were there. So they just sat outside on the ground.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah. And there were 90 Wampanoag Indians. There were 50 Englishmen. The Wampanoags were critical to the survival of the first congregation and plantation because most of the preparations that they brought over on the Mayflower had rotted on the trip. So if it hadn't been the fact that these Wampanoags made friends with instead of killing them all, which, of course, is what we wanted to do after we'd been here for 100 years, let's kill all the Native Americans. At any rate, they were the ones who saved the first pilgrims. If it hadn't been for them, every one of them had been gonzo. So anyway, the first settlement in Plymouth. Then there was one in Marymount, which was an English settlement north of what is now Boston. But the food was very different than what we think about as the traditional Thanksgiving fare. There were wild turkeys around at the time, but they weren't as plentiful. Lobster was big. There were lobsters all over the shore.
And oysters, too.
Yeah.
Oysters all over.
A lot of them. It's 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get to the mundane things, but the good things. As people start thinking about what to get for their friends and loved ones for Christmas. I said earlier, Roberta, that we were looking at the online sales spike before Black Friday. You know, it was one day, and then it became 3 days, and then it became 3 weeks, and now it's got to be all year long.
All month.
Right, yeah. Anyway, 21% of the people who reported on this survey to have completed the things that they were going to buy for Christmas prior to today online. Are you one of them?
I'm almost done. Absolutely.
That's what I would
have thought.
Okay.
I'm almost done.
So here's something to think about as you're looking
at the stores.
That's disgusting.
I don't go in the stores.
Well, but it spoils kind of the impact. I mean, I don't do much.
Why?
I haven't done any real shopping for years.
What does it spoil?
For Christmas. I get things for the... Well, actually, I don't... A couple things for the kids. Maybe Miles this year. Because this will be the first year he kind of really gets it, sees what's going on, in a sense. And then you get some stuff from Meredith. And that's about it. What else? We got a little something for you, Richie. I haven't decided whether I'm getting you anything, Roberta. Yeah,
they don't give me anything.
I think I'm going to send you
I don't get...
I'm going to send you some Provia.
And I Provia. Okay. Provia. See, I never get product. I never get anything. Yeah. I'm
oh
like,
God.
You know,
do we have a
man. Just take me for granted. When I'm not here, I get yelled at.
Roberta Fasanelli and you could be. And now she's going to ruin New Orleans. She's ruined New York. Now time for Roberta to ruin New Orleans.
They don't put up with that stuff down in New Orleans.
Provia is an easy-to-use serum. If you've not heard me talk about this before, this is a way for you to get your hair back naturally, or if it doesn't work, get your money back. Pretty simple. Call 800-525-8319. Get this product as a, if you can somehow, I don't, if you think somebody's going to be taking offense because you're suggesting by giving them this stuff that their hairline doesn't look too cool, here's what you do. You order Provia, 800-525-8319. Comes in a fairly manageable bottle that you squeeze it up, put it on your head, cleanses the pores, opens up the pores so that the hair that's under your scalp can grow back in again. If you use cheap shampoos, it'll plug up the pores. All the things that you put, maybe the product you put on your hair, it plugs up the pores, so you got to cleanse them, and that's what Provia does. It has a volumizer in it, too, so the hair that you have looks thicker, but bottom line is the hair starts growing again. This is something that people are using and loving. So if you put it in a stocking, and it goes to somebody that you maybe someone in your family you care about, but you don't want to offend them, just the night before Christmas, when everybody's gone to bed, go down to the stocking and put the Provia in, and then see how it works. This person's going to have a new head of hair pretty soon. Thanks to Provia. 800-525-8319. Order it now and actually get two bottles, the Super Provia Concentrate and the regular Provia, so things will work fast. And yes, you will get your hair back or get your money back. 800-525-8319. Nothing says Merry Christmas, ho, 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 like having a head of hair just like Santa Claus. Right? You want a head of hair like Santa Claus? Call 800-525-8319, seriously, for Provia. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business, no time, holidays busy, pack stuff, ship stuff, help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Thanksgiving, as a young boy, we ate with my grandma. She laid out quite a spread, man, beat all you ever saw. You had to get there early, or my family ate it all. I had one skinny uncle, Chuck.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
And you got no outside mirror?
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges?
No, not a one. However, the radio still works.
Full out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard.
Love this movie.
Got my diesel and the running like never before.
I could tolerate any insurance seminar. For days, I could sit there and listen to them go on and on with a big smile on my face. They'd say, how can you stand it?
And I'd say, because I've been with Del Griffith. I can take anything.
4 years in Georgia,
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, baby. Yeah. Steve Martin was in. John Candy was in this, too, wasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah.
6 days on the road. You got another cut? Go ahead.
Oh, I got plenty more. Hold on.
Yeah. Don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep a big trap shut. You catch me running off with a mouth just kind of poking the chops.
Pretty annoying. I find him to be one of the most annoying actors.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Point. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Last one.
How about a nice hot dog and a beer?
No, thanks.
Just a hot dog, then.
I'm kind of picky about what I eat.
Some coffee?
No.
Milk?
No.
Soda?
No.
Some tea?
No.
Lifesavers?
No.
Slurpee?
Sir, please.
Just let me know. I'm here.
6 days on the road, the song from the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, number one during this week in 1987. This is Steve Earle singing the movie music, getting us into movie moments. A thought about something unusual going on in the world, plus what is going on PBS today. There are a lot of television shows for binge watchers that have no life today as well. That story coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
You can get anything you want at
Alice's restaurant. So, PBS is premiering the 50th anniversary concert with Arlo Guthrie today. That'll be on television stations at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. And last about an hour and a half. This is a multimedia event. The anniversary concert features a live performance by a lot of folk music people, but mostly this is Arlo Guthrie's thing at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And so, anyway, I find these things to be fascinating and wonderful, great performances. Just think of all the things that Arlo Guthrie is known for. The motorcycle song, I Hear You Sing Again. But my favorite of all of them, has nothing to do with you, Roberta, being there, but the city of New Orleans. It's just such a great song about Americana. Rishi, if you can find it. I want to remind people, there are a lot of great movies out. I went to see with Meredith last night, Trumbo, with the guy from Breaking Bad. I never can remember his name. Brad, what's the name of the song? No. You know who I mean.
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, John Goodman's in it. I was thinking a lot of A-listers.
Bryan Cranston,
right. It tells a story that's true, and it's very disturbing, frankly, about what went on in this country after World War II, during the Korean War, up until the 1970s, late 60s, about how we treated those who said they were communists. I mean, it's just, we don't hold with communism, but you know what? The way they were treated, most of it was just ignorance and complete asininity, if that's a word. But it tells the story. It's compelling. Good. There's a lot of good subplots in it. I thought it was quite well done, frankly. So you see that. The Julia Roberts movie, something that you probably go see today. But there are four or five good movies that you might want to see. But make sure you get your tickets early because it'll be a busy weekend at the box office. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Roberta, thank you. Richie, happy Thanksgiving. 59 after on.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.